So again, Hilchos Mezuzah, Perek Hey Halacha Yud Bet. You said Mezuzah is a chova all the time, and every time you go in and out, says the Rambam, Yifka Biyichud Shemosh Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You touch the mezuzah. We'll get to what exactly that means. He doesn't say kiss, as you notice. We'll get back to that later. Viyiskor Avaso, and you remember the love of Hashem. Viyer Mishinaso, Vishkiaso, Behevli Azmat. You wake up from your sleep and basically working with stupid things, wasting your time. Okay? You'll wake up from wasting your time, from sleeping, not literally sleeping. Viyeda, She'ein Shom Davar Omein Li'olam Olamei Olamim El Yedias Tzor Olam. There is nothing that lasts forever except for the knowledge of Hashem. Umiyat hu chozer ledato. Immediately you'll come back to what you're supposed to come back to, your knowledge. Boholech bedarchei meisharim, and you go in the right way. The mezuzah is there to remind you as you pass by. Put your hand on the mezuzah, he says. And remember Kadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. Amru chachamim, the chachamim say, Kol shemi sheyesh lo tefillin beroshu v'zro v'tzitzis b'vigado mezuzah v'pischo muktzah klo shelo yachata. Any person who has tefillin on their arms, tzitzis on their beged, and a mezuzah on their pesach, they will not sin. Obviously for women, you don't have two of those on a general basis. But men don't wear tefillin all day either. So it's muktzah shelo yachata sheyesh lo mazkirim rabim. There are many things to remind you. These are the angels that keep you from sinning. Mezuzah being one of them. So, the Rambam writes that the mezuzah is there partially to keep you from sinning. There are other reasons given for the mitzvah and mezuzah. Obviously, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's said in which thing that we say every day, said twice, in Shema, the two different parashos of Shema. So besides the fact that it's a mitzvah from the Torah, we gain other things out of it. So quoted in the Torah Shulchan Aruch, and it's actually quoted from earlier sources, the Arba Turim, I mean the Torah, it says, he talks about how if you keep the mitzvah and mezuzah, you have long life for yourself and your children. How do we know that? Because it says right afterwards in the second parsha of Shema, which is in Parshas Ekev, it says right after right after it talks about the mitzvah of mezuzah in the Torah, it says leman yirbu yemechem uvnei v'nechem. Why are you keeping the mitzvah of mezuzah? To have long life for you and your kids. So the Torah says that means if you're not careful with mezuzah, it's not good for you and your kids. That will shorten your life. So mezuzah is very important because it lengthens your life, and keeping from doing the mitzvah properly shortens your life. That was one other advantage or disadvantage in some cases of mezuzah. What's the other advantage? We all know this. Mezuzah does what for us? That's protection. Protects us. Excellent. Provides us with protection. It guards us, right? It keeps us protected in our houses. It may keep us protected when we leave our houses. We'll get back to that later. So mezuzah provides that protection as well. Yeah, do it. You got a hand up. Oh yeah.
What if somebody doesn't have a mezuzah?
No, we're gonna talk about that. Okay. So let's first go to what he mentions, which is one more thing. There's an interesting shla. I don't know if everyone agrees to this. We know there's a positive commandment to keep mezuzah. And the Chinuch talks about how every second that you don't put up a mezuzah when you're chayav to, you violate this mitzvah in the Torah. So the Shlok comes up with a fascinating thing, which I don't know if everybody agrees upon. But he said, let's say I'm building a house, and I purposely make the doorways in a fashion, as we're going to learn later, to go through all the technicalities, that don't require mezuzah. He says, you have violated the positive commandment in the Torah. You should make sure to have mezuzahs. You should make sure to have the proper requirements to be able to put up mezuzahs. The question is, if you have one mezuzah up, does that matter? Not clear what he means. But the idea is, it's a great thing to have mezuzah. I don't know if everyone would agree that you violated if you don't have an actual obligation. So what about touching of the mezuzah? So the Rambam says you should touch the mezuzah as you walk by and think about Hashem. The Torah quotes the same thing. And the Torah, on the other hand, does not tell you to touch the mezuzah, but rather to look at the mezuzah. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention a thing. The Ramah brings up that some people say, and he's quoting from the Maharil, even though it's similar to the Rambam, some people say that you should touch the mezuzah as you go in and out, and add it in from the Maharil. You're supposed to say a line, Hashem yishmor tseisi uvoim, Hashem should watch my going out and coming in, should guard over me. Some people say, you're only supposed to say Hashem should guard over me when you're leaving your house for a long time and you touch the mezuzah when you leave. According to nobody, is this a definitive obligation, but it's a good thing to touch the mezuzah to remember. Where does the kissing of the mezuzah come from? Why do people kiss the mezuzah? So first of all, there's a shla which mentions, incredibly enough, by matzah, that there's a concept of showing how much you love a mitzvah, and therefore you should kiss the matzos when you put them out for the Pesach Seder. Not how everyone else in your family is going to feel about that, but you kiss the matzos when you put them out. The Arizal is the first person to apply it by mezuzah. The Arizal actually mentions it by mezuzah, and he says that you should kiss the mezuzah when you go in and out. It's a good thing to do. So there is that. That's where it originally comes from, the Arizal, to kiss the mezuzah. There's an interesting question. What happens? We're supposed to put our mezuzahs up, and we're going to talk about when it has to go up. It depends upon what you're doing with the house, where you live. When exactly do the mezuzahs have to be up? Let's say you're in your house, you take down the mezuzahs to go get checked, or your mezuzahs fall down and you can't put them back up. Why would it be you can't put them back up? Shabbos acts. Okay. Now, there are some cases where there's a question whether you could put your mezuzah back up. We'll get back to that. But let's say you nailed your mezuzah in, glued it on, fell down. There's no way to put it back up on Shabbos. Are you allowed to live in that house? Now, if I go to somebody else's house or I go to a hotel, does it matter that there's no mezuzah? So the answer is no. There's no obligation on me. It doesn't matter at all that there's no mezuzah at all. Makes no difference. I can go there and live in that place. What about... So there's a tshuva, the Minchas Yitzchak. There's a factory worker. He works every day in the factory of another Jew. And that Jew's mezuzahs are not so great. Because he works there every day, does he have an obligation to put up kosher mezuzahs? So the Minchas Yitzchak says he has no obligation. It's not his house. Just like if I were to go to another Jew's house who doesn't have the mezuzah, I don't have to put it up. But because I work there and have a relationship with that Jew, from the concept that we learned earlier in the year of Arvus, that I'm connected to the other Jew, I should help him put up kosher mezuzahs. If he doesn't want to listen, that's fine. But I should help him put up the kosher mezuzahs. So what about living in my own house? So the pre-Megadim, let me start off with this. Sorry. The Magen Avram quotes from the Mordechai that mezuzah, you can live in a house, if the mezuzah fell down, you can live in the house with the mezuzah, without the mezuzah, until you get a new mezuzah. The Bach says if you don't have mezuzahs available, you can live into that house until you get a mezuzah. The Avnei Nezer felt that it is usher to live in a house without a mezuzah. If it's your own house, if you have a chiyuv, you have to go someplace else till you get mezuzahs put up. There is a middle opinion of the Pri Megadim, which is famously quoted, the Pri Megadim, which a lot of people follow, says you don't have to put up a new mezuzah. I'm sorry, you don't have to leave the house unless you have another house. If you had a second house in the area, someplace that's easy to go to, and you could just go there, you should go there. If not, you don't have to, you can stay in the same house. What's the reason? So the reason goes like this. The concept, this is, so he's talking about, let's say it's Shabbos, and the mezuzahs fall down on Shabbos. The mitzvah of mezuzah is to do what? Somebody tell me, what's the mitzvah of mezuzah to do? Yeah. Put up a mezuzah. There is no iser from the Torah to live in a house without a mezuzah. There is a mitzvah to put up a mezuzah. There is. There is an iser from the rabbis, according to this, to put up a mezuzah. I'm sorry, to live in a house without a mezuzah, if it's possible, meaning if there's another possibility. So that iser will not apply in a case where you need your house on Shabbos, where you can put up other mitzvahs, other mezuzahs, because of the fact that what? I, on Shabbos, can put up a mezuzah. So the point of the iser doesn't apply in that case. So this is very similar. There's a halacha. Can I wear, as a man, a four-cornered garment without tzitzis? No. Is there an iser for me to wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis? No. It's a positive commandment. We have a four-cornered garment for me to wear tzitzis. If I don't tie them on, I violate a mitzvah in the Torah, a positive commandment. Is there any negative commandment? No. The rabbis made a decree that I cannot wear tzitzis, have a four-cornered garment without tzitzis at all. On Shabbos, if my tzitzis rip, and it would be embarrassing for me to be without my talis, and I can't get another one, I'm allowed to wear the talis. Because we have a concept that for kavod abrios, for people's honor and dignity, we can violate an iser from the rabbis. So therefore, on Shabbos, if somebody sits as rip, they can wear this. They can wear this tzitzis, even though doesn't have all the tzitzis on it, until they can get a new one. Okay, so that would be the reason for there. So girls, the Pri Megadim says the same concept that you cannot normally there's an iser maybe to live in the house without a mezuzah if you have the ability to go someplace else. So just to finish off, Rav Avadia Yosef paskins for Svardim that a Svardi should try as much as possible to get out of that house. If they have a friend they can stay at, they should go to that friend if there's no mezuzahs in their house at all. If there's other rooms with mezuzahs, they should go. Everyone says it's better to stay in those rooms and avoid the rooms that don't have mezuzahs. But in general, the more Ashkenazi psak is, if you don't have a second house in the area, you can stay in your own house until after Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here.